Pharmacy CVS has agreed to buy health insurer Aetna in a $69 billion deal. CVS's CEO says he expects the deal to close next year. And to get a sense of what the deal means, both for the companies involved, but also for patients, I called Toby Gordon. She's a professor of healthcare management at Johns Hopkins University and is especially interested in innovations in healthcare delivery. Gordon says this merger will be a big test of a market-driven innovation, and I asked her what she thinks the deal means.
I think there will be three main impacts. First of all, we're going to see what we call payer-provider integration. And the MinuteClinics that CVS owns will become a prime source for healthcare services for Aetna insurance recipients. The second thing is that we see that this could be a big move for CVS to try and counter Amazon, because Amazon's moving into the pharmacy market, and obviously all the big drugstores are really worried. Then the third big impact is that CVS has another huge business line, which is their pharmacy benefit management program. And it's basically where they negotiate with companies that sell drugs, and that's a service they provide to insurance companies to help manage drug costs. And by merging this pharmacy benefit management service of CVS with Aetna, profits that the pharmacy benefit managers companies get, partially it's through rebates from the drug companies, which have always been invisible to the rest of us. And so this is going to give those rebates back to Aetna, and it could help drive costs down.
Let me ask you about sort of the integration, and you mentioned Amazon, and it seems as though this may be sort of like an Amazonization of healthcare. Is that a fair way to look at this, do you think?
I think it's fair to say that this is beginning to look more like one-stop shopping. I wouldn't call it the Amazonization, just because when we think of Amazon in the old days, we think of it as online. But I guess you could say it looks a lot like the Amazon Whole Foods deal, where by Amazon getting into, for example, the pharmacy business, just like it did with food, it's also giving them a retail storefront, and they can begin to integrate across the online and retail chain. So this is like CVS doing kind of the flip side of it, which is they're trying to drive traffic to their retail sites. One of the big differences in healthcare, of course, is that you do need face-to-face relationships with your care providers. And I think that's one of the big benefits for consumers, is that we have access to care issues. We have a shortage of primary care providers. So this could actually bolster availability of physician extender type roles and strengthen the role of the pharmacist and give patients those kinds of relationships by driving them to the retail sites.
Well, how do you think this deal might change the patient experience if you get your insurance through Aetna or you're a customer of CVS? I mean, how do you think that as a patient things might change under this deal?
I think the things patients need to think about the most is, will there be any restrictions on their access to their current physician providers? Because if Aetna's their insurance, will they say, oh, you don't need that primary care visit. Go to the MinuteClinic and see the nurse or, you know, the physician extender there. On the flip side, for people who have trouble getting appointments and tend to use emergency rooms when they have no other alternatives, this could be an improvement in terms of access to care.
Is there a concern that if, for example, you get your insurance through Aetna, but you get your medication through Walgreens, that might not be allowed anymore?
I think that would be a concern. I think the question's going to be, how does Aetna as the insurer structure the incentives to steer patients? Probably going to CVS will be priced in a way, in terms of copays and out-of-pockets, that consumers will be incented to go to CVS. Whether or not they can restrict their access to non-CVS providers, I think factors like geography, is it convenient, how far away is it, are things that will be taken into consideration to see how restrictive they can be in the steerage.
Do you get the sense that other entities in the healthcare or pharmacy field or others, you know, associated with it will be paying extra close attention to how this goes and how patients seem to like it or not like it and look at potentially getting into deals similar to this down the road?
Yeah, I think this is really big, and we're seeing lots of other examples of smaller type deals that I'm going to call payer-provider integration. And Aetna has created some of them, as have other insurance companies, where they do, say, a deal with a hospital or a clinic for care of their patients. So we're seeing more of these sort of one-off relationships where they're trying to better coordinate care through a contractual relationship between an insurance company and a provider. The question is, who's left who could pull off such a big merger? And, you know, I think as the various companies look at this, they're going to have to sort of match up, obviously, who gets what in the deal.
Toby Gordon is a professor of healthcare management at Johns Hopkins University and studies innovations in healthcare delivery. We were talking about the merger between Aetna and CVS.